Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 16th of September. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here at republicbroadcasting.org. We are going to be joined tonight as a very special guest, as he is always, by Mark Glenn, who needs no introduction to our regular listeners, but suffice it to say, if you are not familiar with Mark Glenn, you should be. He has an excellent website at crescentandcross.com. He is also a regular correspondent for American Free Press, of which I am also a correspondent. You can check that out at americanfreepress.net. And he's also the co-host of not one, but two regular programs that appear here on RBN on Saturdays, the Liberty Hour, along with USS Liberty survivor Phil Turney, and Current Issues, the radio forum, with Hashem Talawi. And that all having been said, I must urge you to check out those websites and those programs if you are not familiar with them. I'm going to bring Mark up here in a second, but suffice it to say, our topic of discussion here, as I think most of our discussions have been on this program, topic will be somewhat controversial. And I hasten to add that those of you who want to see the United States go to war against Iran, or if you happen to be sympathetic to the state of Israel, you may not wish to listen to this broadcast. So as I always say to those sensitive listeners, or in this case, non-listeners among you, I might urge you to turn your volume down and spend some time on the RBN website looking at the products, books, and other material that this very good website at republicbroadcasting.org does have to offer. As I say, if you feel comfortable then having tuned us out for an hour, please, please, by all means, do tune back in. Turn your volume up at 9 p.m. Central Time when this broadcast comes to a close. What we're going to be talking about here tonight is a current controversy surrounding the intended impending visit of President Ahmadinejad, Dr. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, to attend the opening session of the United Nations General Assembly here next week. Here, when I say here, I mean in New York City. Several years ago, I had the opportunity to meet Dr. Ahmadinejad, and I was very impressed with him, and it was while he was attending the opening session of the United Nations in New York. And I must say that he made it such a big splash that there are now noises being made. There are efforts to deny him a visa to come to the United States, although it's traditional that we allow any foreign leader into the United States to visit the United Nations. And there have also been threats made against Dr. Ahmadinejad, namely one made by longtime Israeli Mossad figure and now Minister of Government, Rafi Eitan, popularly known as Dirty Rafi or Stinky Rafi, because he really is a stinky, rotten, dirty guy, and even his own friends in Israel acknowledge that. He has made a public threat that Dr. Ahmadinejad should be kidnapped, should, of course, he appear in the United States or somewhere where he is vulnerable to being kidnapped and taken off to be tried for crimes against humanity, for war crimes. He hasn't committed a crime against anyone. We're going to be talking more about this when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be joined by Mark Glenn. Stay tuned. I think it's going to be a good program. Stay tuned, folks.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here at republicbroadcasting.org. I am joined now by Mark Glenn. Mark, welcome aboard.
Commandante.
Mark, this situation with Ahmadinejad, there appears, based upon information that has come to your attention and mine, that there is much more to these intrigues by Dirty Rafi Eitan and Abraham Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League and other troublemakers here on American soil. And, well, I think the best way to get the conversation going is to just let you take command. You will be the commandante here, Mark, and just tell us what you know.
Well, it's not as much what I know as what I suspect, Mike. And when I put the pieces of all of these things together, as you mentioned, Rafael Eitan, in a very well-publicized interview with Der Spiegel magazine, a very popular magazine in Germany, where he positively puts forth the possibility that Israel would be willing to launch a kidnapping operation similar to the one that Eitan was personally involved in 1960 when he succeeded in capturing Adolf Eichmann in Argentina to bring him back to Israel, where he was tried and later executed. That, coupled with the U.S. State Department refusing, at least at this point, to issue a visa to Ahmadinejad and his diplomats who would be traveling with him. And then last but not least, the press release coming out of the ADL, where they are, as you have put very eloquently in the past, bitching and moaning about these Christians meeting with Ahmadinejad when he comes to town. And, you know, there was just something.
Incidentally, Mark, I just want to qualify that reference to these Christians. These Christians in question include the Mennonites,
that's
who
right.
are some of the most peaceful, decent,
absolutely
God-fearing yes. people on the face of the planet.
Yes. As a matter of fact, there are quite a few of them up here. I run into them often, and you always know them because they, of course, besides their very sober dress, they have a very serious, sober, peaceful way about them. And so you are exactly right about that, Mike. And so the sum of all of these things started something itching in the back of my head that told me that, there was something bigger to all of this than simply business as usual. Of course, you know, Israel and her supporters, they're always stampeding to the nearest microphone or camera so that they can get their big fat faces in front of it and give their opinions as if any of us actually wanted to hear it. But there was something different about it this time. The fact that the statement from Rafael Eitan was coming out less than 2 weeks before Ahmadinejad is scheduled to be here.
An actual physical threat against him. Here in the United States, people can go to the gas chamber for kidnapping.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what this told me is that there was a certain amount of urgency to all of this, that you could see beads of sweat breaking out on the foreheads collectively of these Jewish groups. And I thought, what are they afraid of? What is it that they're so worried about with Ahmadinejad coming to the United States? And then it hit me. He may be planning, you know, maybe he and his fellow countrymen, as well as other leaders in the world, particularly after what just took place between Georgia and Russia, maybe they understand that the hour is late and that this may be a do-or-die moment, and it may be that he is planning something big, meaning saying something big on the floor of the UN General Assembly. So I got out my little black recorder's book, and I looked up some phone numbers that I had, and I made a few phone calls. And sure enough, my suspicions were confirmed by people that you and I know who are in a position to know. And they said they were very guarded about what, you know, they could disclose, but they let me know as subtly as they could, but as clearly as they could, that there may be something in the works on the floor of the United Nations that could, and I quote, change the course of everything as it exists right now.
And this, of course, implies that the president of Iran is about to make a statement or make some revelation that could just could alter the whole formula vis-a-vis the U.S.-Israeli relationship and the U.S. relationship with the rest of the world in terms of the United States' special relationship with Israel.
Absolutely. And let's face it, Mike, I mean, there's a huge list of possibilities that this could be. I mean, with this film debuting in Russia just this past week about 9/11 and about American government foreknowledge of it and all of these other unexplained anomalies. I mean, let's face it, just the spy scandal alone, if that were mentioned on the floor of the UN General Assembly about the five, the high fivers, right, the five Israeli intelligence agents who were arrested in Liberty Park across from Manhattan, cheering as the towers were coming down, mentioning that alone on the floor of the General Assembly could have huge repercussions. And who knows what else Ahmadinejad may be planning to say.
Yeah, I mean, we can't, as Sarah Palin would say about the Israelis, we can't second guess Ahmadinejad. You know, he has his own agenda, and some things may fit in with his agenda, some things may not, but needless to say, he makes news anytime he speaks.
Absolutely.
And were he to come forth with some major revelation that has not generally been reported publicly in the American media, our Jewish friends in the media, their allies in the corrupt realms of the Bush administration and in Britain, would be between a rock and a hard place, or a rock
and
Iran, as I like to say.
Absolutely.
You know, this is the thing. They as much as they do control the media, and as much as they try to stifle discussion of what takes place, things that Americans are not allowed to hear about, such as the USS Liberty or the truth about 9/11, or dare I even add Israel's involvement in the Kennedy assassination, or many, many other things that Americans don't know about. If Ahmadinejad were to broach some subject such as this or some other thing that we don't even know about, but which is well known within the higher circles of the various governments in the Middle East and really throughout the world, it could have titanic repercussions as far as public discussion of the U.S.-Israeli relationship is concerned.
Absolutely, and particularly with everything gearing up right now, at least by all appearances, everything gearing up towards war against Iran. Now, if Ahmadinejad, and who knows, I mean, this is pure speculation, but I think that at this point in the game, speculation of this sort is not just justified but warranted. Who knows if he's going to be the only one who does it?
Well, you know, that's the other thing, too, Mark. When you consider the fact that the United States has already rattled the saber towards Russia, the Israelis themselves have been complaining about the Russians being too friendly to the Syrians and the Iranians. All of these things together could really be a real spark plug for open discussion of the U.S. Zionist axis of evil within the United Nations body. I mean, it could set off a firestorm of discussion. You know, we've often said this, if there were enough American politicians who stood up at one time and started talking about these things, it could lead to some very serious repercussions politically for Zionist power in this country. Likewise, if the same thing were to happen in the United Nations, if Ahmadinejad were perhaps to stand up and say something about this matter, one can only imagine how many other countries would stand up in support of him. I think it's safe to say that Venezuela would join the chorus.
Yep. Now Bolivia. And now
President
Bolivia as well.
Morales of Bolivia. These are two countries in our own hemisphere.
Yep.
And a lot of other countries around the world that have, in fact, made comments, made statements, public reflections about U.S. foreign policy. I can see some big things coming out of this. So I think based upon your speculation and some things that I've heard, I would have to say that I think this could indeed point towards one of the reasons why there is this effort to block Ahmadinejad from coming to the United Nations and having an immediate international forum that is going to be attended by reporters from all around the world.
Absolutely. Not to mention the fact that it will be, at least in some circles, it will be broadcast live. And, I mean, this thing could be, you know, it's like I've said before and others have said before, you know, a cornered animal will do anything. He'll take on an aggressor that's 10 times his size because he knows that this is the last chance that he has. And so I would say that given the fact, you know, I mean, you always know when water is about to boil, okay? It's been on the pot for a long time. And there's always this moment right before it breaks into an open boil where you say, okay, just a few more seconds. And I think that these people, and they're not stupid, they know that we are at that point, and this is a do-or-die moment for them. And
all right.
They're going to make it count.
I think you're right, Mark. Okay, folks, if you want to call in here and comment on this, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with Mark Glenn, my colleague from American Free Press. Strongly urge you to check out the website of American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net. Okay, Mark, I think we've set the stage there. We do have a couple callers already. I think we'll go to cross our northern border into Canada, where one of our fellow Americans is being held as a political prisoner. It's Carl. Carl, come on up, or come on down, as the case may be.
How are you doing tonight?
How you doing, Carl?
Well, I'm not getting anywhere with the officials up here. I'm getting the same, you know, BS, basically. Now, I don't know what you've been able to do so far or look into. You know, as you know, I think I've told you I've talked to some of the news officials in Tehran, in Iran, and I have presented some very pretty strong arguments, too. And I've also mentioned things. There's one of the reporters basically believes that 9/11 was an inside job, one of the newspaper reporters, and there's also a TV reporter I've been talking to over there. And some of the material has been sent to Ahmadinejad's office, and I've talked about the false pretext to the September 11th attacks, how they destroyed the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And I'm hoping they do expose this. You know, that would have major repercussions, like you said. You know.
Well, you know, it's interesting to note, too, Carl. I mean, we're focusing here on Ahmadinejad, but the fact is there are reporters all over the world. There are government officials all over the world at very high levels who have publicly put forth the opinion that they don't believe the official U.S. government story on 9/11. So this could set the stage. You know, as I say, just using 911 as an example, if Ahmadinejad were to broach that subject on the floor of the United Nations, there are likely other government officials representing other nations that would likewise join in the chorus.
Yeah, and I think Chavez and maybe Castro and some of the other ones like Bolivia and Ecuador, maybe they would join in, you know, just like you said, you know.
Yeah, we can't even begin to imagine what the possibilities could be, but it is evident that there is a determined effort to keep Ahmadinejad out of an international forum like the United Nations. He created quite a splash the last time, and he actually pulled his punches. But as Mark has pointed out quite correctly, things are coming to a boil here, and it's pretty evident that the United States and Israel, I wouldn't even say the United States and or Israel, the United States and Israel are planning something in order to get the United States and Israel actively engaged in some sort of event with Iran.
Yeah. And anybody going to be there from American Free Press is going to try to go to that, either that dinner or to the Ahmadinejad's appearance in
I don't have any initial plans to do that. There may be somebody from American Free Press there, but I guarantee you that that if anything comes out of it, American Free Press will certainly report on it.
Yeah, so I'd like to hear, you know, something. No, I'd like to, you know, be able to make it myself, you know, but, you know, I can't, so.
Well, hell, Carl, for all you know, he may get up there in the floor of the United Nations and mention your name.
I don't know.
That's right. You never know.
Don't discount that possibility. I mean, he could be drawing up a list of particulars, and your name, Carl, incidentally, I inscribed your name into a copy of my new book, and it's going to be on its way to you. It's entirely possible that you will be part of the bill of particulars if Ahmadinejad does indeed, as we're guessing here, intend to take a stand and finally call Israel and the United Nations on the carpet, in this case on the carpet of the United Nations General Assembly.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, but I hope there is something does happen, you know, to break ground here and set a precedent for other nations, you know.
Yeah, and again, it comes back to what I said earlier, and I just had this discussion with somebody earlier this evening that you know, over the years we've seen the Israeli lobby cut the heads off American politicians who periodically popped up and said boo to Israel. Well, you know, if half a dozen ambassadors to the United Nations were to stand up all at one time, and many other world leaders who may be on hand, it could be a real turning point in global history, and this might explain why there has been such a frenzy on the part of the Jewish community against the United Nations in the last 10 or 20 years. I've been contending for a long time, as I've said on this show, that what the organized Jewish groups in league with a handful of these neoconservative groups and others have been doing is pointing in the direction of the United Nations and saying, oh, watch out, this is the force for world government, beware, when in fact the real forces for world government and the New World Order are actually the ones doing the finger pointing. Yeah. So these are things we have to consider. Mark, did you have any comments there?
No,
actually, Mark, we're going to the break, but Carl, I do thank you for your call. We have some other callers lined up. Mark, if you have any comments on that, you might just want to hold them till after the break here.
Sure, Mike.
All right, folks, stay tuned. We are going to the break. You are free to call here at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are here tonight with Mark Glenn discussing the effort by the United States and obviously the state of Israel. Sometimes it seems as if the United States and Israel are one. To block Iranian President Dr. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad from appearing before the United Nations. Mark, you were about to make some comments before we went to the break.
No, other than to tell Carl that you know that we were with him in spirit. Obviously, being stuck in, I guess, in some type of an immigration type detention center. That you know, I mean, it's got to be rough on him. And you know, you saying what you did about Ahmadinejad possibly mentioning him. You know, I mean, he has surprised the world time and time again, and who knows if, you know, I mean, it would not be out of the question to suggest that Ahmadinejad would do something like that.
I mean, after all, Dr. Ahmadinejad actually prepared a videotape for the No More Wars for Israel conference.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and of course, and as you've mentioned, even Ted Pike played that videotape on one of his websites. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, we do have some more callers here. We have Henry in Connecticut. Henry, come on up.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, Henry.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I found in the garbage, in a plastic bag, the Sunday New York Times. Now, I don't read the New York Times. They have a big paper, you know. When I was turning the pages and going through it, because I just used it, I was going to use it as a rag, you know, slop. I found an ad there, a black ad, black square rectangular ad, talking about Ahmadinejad, and then saying, quoting, you know, to stop Ahmadinejad and stop, you know, with, and there's a phone number down there, and quoting about wars with, you know, with this and Israel, and you know, I'm sitting up there saying, you know, these people really got some nerve. You know, they really do.
Well, you know what amuses me, Henry, yeah, is that we've been seeing over the past couple of years Jewish groups and Jewish organizations pitching a fit because Americans have dared to say that the war against Iraq was a war for Israel.
Yeah.
And in the same breath as they're crying about this, they are still calling for action of some sort of a bellicose nature against Iran.
Yeah.
So they want to have their cake and eat it too. They're revealing their own hypocrisy and revealing their own lies simply because of the fact that they just have no control. They have no control over themselves. They have no sense of timing. They have no sense of proportion. And they almost feel as though they can say or do anything and tell the biggest lies possible and expect people to believe it.
Yeah, well, I know what it is now. I'm remembering now. He's going to speak at the UN either sometime at the end of this month or something. That's what. He's coming into New York.
Yes, exactly. That's what we've been talking about.
I remember seeing that there. Yeah. It's a black ad, right? It's black and it has white fonts, white type. You know, white print on it.
Right. Well, they've done this before. The Jewish newspapers in this country have been full of stories about rallies among the American Jewish community demanding action against Iran, saying that Iran is the new Nazi Germany. Ahmadinejad is the new Hitler.
Yeah.
We didn't stop Hitler before, but now we can stop Ahmadinejad. If that is not a provocation to war, I don't know what is. Mark?
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing that you mentioned before, Mike, I mean, if you go to the ADL website, on the very front, there is a commentary or something saying, once again, they're blaming the Jews for the war in Iraq. I mean, as you pointed out, I mean, we remember, those of us with something of a memory left, we remember all of the drum beating that took place leading up to the war in Iraq, and the loudest drums being beaten were those from the Jewish community.
I blame the Zionist Jews for what happened in 9/11. By the way, that's something called thermite or something that melts steel, and some people were lucky enough to found traces of it before it ignited. And the guy who owned the building, Silverstein, even state officials and all, they said he was greedy. And he's Jewish. He probably knew the building was going to go down. And working with them, he's tied in with Netanyahu and everything else. They killed those people so they could pass a Patriot Act. They could go after what's that guy with the 62 virgins or whatchamacallit? He's dead, by the way. He died like probably 6 years ago.
Oh, you're talking about Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, Bin Laden. He's probably, I presume he's probably dead. And there's some people CIA said they think he's dead. So they get two or three things at once. And they got some ad with all the stuff with him. But meanwhile, so we're supposed to send all of, you know, boys. It's bad enough they got all this influx of filth coming in this country from the third world. They're the one main ones behind smuggling Chinese into the country illegally, as well as expediting and all the jobs and stuff out into from this country into China. And we're supposed to have all these poor Irish, German, Scottish, whatever, Americans serving in the military and fighting to kill people in Iran, and they get killed. Meanwhile, they come back to a country speaking Papa Espanol, and I got to press number one to hear English, and we're supposed to be racist if we don't want a country to become a predominantly Hispanic country instead of a European country, but we're supposed to fight and kill for them to save their asses over there in Israel and kill for them with Iran and anything that threatens them. I mean, they're disgusting. They also did something with Russia, by the way. You might have covered it in your American Free Press. The reason why they're after Putkin is because he kicked out, and this was covered in Robert Chapman's International Forecaster. I don't subscribe to it. I'm going to eventually, but I got a couple of free issues. And he mentioned in there, Putkin kicked out all those communists, the bankers behind the communists, and the bank, all those Jewish, a big Jewish billionaire guy that working with Rothschild. They kicked them all out. They ran to Israel. Now, no Russian, non-Jewish Russian is going to wrap themselves around Jews in Israel. As a matter of fact, I even had a Polish guy up here. They really can't stand Jews. They don't, most of them. And some of the Russians don't either. And he kicked them out. And then as soon as that happened, all of a sudden, then there's missiles in Czechoslovakia pointed toward Russia. This was like last year. So we see what's going on. So,
oh, yeah. I mean, it's, yeah. A lot of people don't want to admit to it, but, hey, we're just speaking the truth, and there are those who can handle the truth, but they don't listen to RBN.
Yeah.
All right, Henry, thanks
Germany
for your call. Go to Bill in Ohio. Bill, come on up.
Shalom, fellas.
Shalom, Bill.
Hey there, Mike and Mark. It's always seemed to me that this relationship between the U.S. and Israel is quite fragile, and I should say Monica Lewinsky type relationship we have is very fragile, as though it's ingrained in lies, and all it takes really will be for the truth to be told and for the lies to be exposed for this relationship to cease.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Bill, that's interesting because when Mearsheimer and Walt came out with their book, The Israel Lobby, of course, it got a lot of attention in the press. And what was interesting is the way that the Jewish lobby, they call it the Israel Lobby, the Israeli lobby, the way the Jewish lobby in this country played it was, they said, oh, well, there really is no Israeli lobby. There is no Jewish lobby. But to the extent that there is a lobby, we really don't need such a lobby because all Americans love Israel, and Americans would support Israel in any way, shape, or form. So it's a myth that there is a lobby. I mean, you know, it was totally, totally irrational and founded on lies.
I was going to say very, very Talmudic.
Yes, exactly. That's a good,
exactly.
Thank you for saying that.
And you know, it's interesting. I do read the Israeli news every day, the Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post and what have you. And, you know, of course, there was a recent story. Well, it was in January 9th when Bush was over there, and it was the chief Ashkenazi, Rabbi Metzger, who in the headline was Rabbi Metzger thanks Bush for intervening in Iraq. I'm reading it during a short verbal exchange Wednesday at Ben-Gurion. Chief Ashkenazi Rabbi Yonah Metzger thanked George Bush for the U.S.'s military intervention in Iraq. I want to thank you for your support of Israel and in particular for waging a war against Iraq, Metzger told Bush. According to the chief rabbi spokesman, Bush answered that the words, quote-unquote, warmed his heart.
Well, you know, this is a funny thing. I mean, I wish I had the exact date in front of me, but I've quoted it on this show before. Just several days before the United States went into Iraq, the New York Times, which has never been known to be a hate publication, to be a right-wing extremist publication, the New York Times said flat out that Israel was looking forward. They quoted Israeli sources as saying that Israel was looking forward to the United States intervention in Iraq and that ultimately they were hoping the United States would proceed to dust up Iran and Syria and Sudan and Saudi Arabia. Now, this is the New York Times saying this. This is not Mike Piper or Mark Glenn or you saying it, Bill. So, I mean, I'm only quoting the New York Times, and like I say, the New York Times is not known to be a hate sheet.
What do they call it? Chutzpah or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think that's the way.
Is that how they call it? you know, it would seem to me, again, if Iran really wanted to expose the truth, they need only make, bring some qualified producers and tell the real story about 9/11 or the Liberty or the Holocaust and produce them and beat them peacefully. It would seem to me, and again, this relationship would cease rather quickly, I think.
Mark, do you have any comments there?
No, I think that he's right. You know, a lot of times we say these things really without thinking about them. But basically what he just said is exactly true, that any relationship or anything for that matter that is whose foundation is built on untruth means that it's easily knocked over. And so he's exactly correct, and that is why I'm at least theorizing.
Yeah, I mean, it's really your classic house of cards. You know, just a little wind will knock it over.
There you go. Guys, have a good night.
All right, thanks, Bill. All right, we have another caller in Ohio, Mark. It's Rick, so we're going to bring Rick up. Rick, what's going on?
Hey, Michael, when is that conference in New York?
Ahmadinejad, I believe, was scheduled to speak on September 23rd. That is, if they permit him to speak.
The 23rd?
23rd.
Yeah. Well, you know, all we have to do is back up here and look at the situation in Georgia. I believe eventually people will figure out, and this may be one of the reasons they do not want him speaking at the UN General Assembly this year, because he may speak about what the Russians discovered in South Ossetia.
That's right.
Okay, now I believe it's going to come out that the Israelis and the United States were in Georgia wanting to secure open air flights from Georgia into Iran for the Israeli Air Force.
Okay.
Because the Israeli Air Force does not have the long-range flight capabilities that the United States military does. They do not have the in-flight refueling capacities. But it's a straight shot. They do not have a straight shot. The Israelis do not have a straight shot into Iran from Israel, but they do from Georgia. Now, there's a small problem in Georgia, and that was the Russian peacekeepers in South Ossetia. So I believe that the U.S. and the Israelis got Saakashvili to attack South Ossetia to try and drive the Russian peacekeepers who could have interfered with flights out of the region.
They at the very least, it was designed to keep the Russians bogged down. And, you know, that's the sad part about it. All these Georgians died because their so-called leaders were intriguing with the United States and Israel to benefit Israel's designs on Iran.
Well, they went in there. Not only did they go in there and attack the Russian peacekeepers, but they went door-to-door, house-to-house, slaughtering the civilian population in a terrorist attack that was reminiscent of the Deir Yassinia massacre in Palestine.
Absolutely.
They attempted, I believe, to murder thousands of people, which they did in that initial attack in that one night, in order to drive the civilian population out of South Ossetia, where they would flee into North Ossetia, which is in Russian territory, to preempt the Russians having a reason to go back into South Ossetia to drive the Georgians out. This way, the Georgians, i.e. the Israelis, would have clear open territory where they can mount air flights into Iran.
I think you're right, Mark. Any comments there?
I had not thought about that, but I think that Rick is on to something. Although personally, I would think that it probably would be Russia that would bring this topic up at the General Assembly. But then again, it involves Iran directly, so it may actually be that Rick may have actually found the magic equation to this thing.
Well,
yeah,
what
you
I was
know,
thinking
that's
he might bring up is I've seen pictures on the Internet of the Russian troops in trucks with black and white prisoners, and they look like Americans. And so Ahmadinejad may very well mention that the Russians captured American and Israeli prisoners there in Georgia, in South Ossetia. They did not go all the way into Georgia, but they were in South Ossetia. So that would raise the question for the whole world to examine, why were American troops, why were Israeli troops in South Ossetia?
Mm-hmm. Well, again, there's one of these, I hate to use the terminology, there's one of these bombs that Ahmadinejad could throw, but it's a defensive bomb, I might add, and it's a bomb that's being hurled in defense of freedom-loving peoples everywhere who oppose this U.S.-Israel axis that we call the New World Order.
Yes.
All right, Rick, thanks for your call. Very interesting input there. When we come back, we'll be able to squeeze in one more caller. We have Dave from Massachusetts. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to our final break for the hour. Right here at republicbroadcasting.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
All right, we are wrapping up the hour. I'll just take this moment to thank Mark Glenn for coming aboard. Mark, thanks for coming aboard. We'll go to our final caller here, Dave from Massachusetts. Let Dave wrap up the hour with us. Dave, come on up.
Yeah, hi, Michael. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, I want to stay on topic tonight. I just want to quickly say maybe tomorrow night or later on in the week. What an experience I had this evening. I attended the debate at Harvard Law School between Professor Alan Dershowitz and Professor Philippe Sands, who wrote the book Torture Team. And, Anyways, I'll tell you about it later. Hey, just quickly, can I give some information out, Michael? Some website?
Sure. Go ahead. We only have a couple minutes left here, but feel free to. Yeah.
Yeah. One of them is, does Iran's president want to wipe Israel off the map? And that's at informationclearinghouse.info/article12790.htm. Okay. And then another one that's really interesting, that the listening audience can check out is at Yahoo, the sayings of Imam Khomeini is so interesting. But anyways, so having given out that information, Michael, let me, I've always wanted to comment on Carl's situation. I always feel so badly about Carl because I've lost my freedom's been taken away from me before. And, I've never detected anything in Carl's voice that is menacing or threatening. And it makes me sick that over in Europe and everything, they were circulating that cartoon up in Sweden and all over Europe, publishing that cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad wearing the turban with the fuse with the bomb. I didn't even look at it because I'm not going to look at that kind of blasphemy. But you know that famous cartoon.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to try to provoke the Muslims and everything. But and here's Carl. Carl drew a couple of cartoons or something, or caricatures or something. And what a double standard! What hypocrisy!
Huh? Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad you commented on that because you're absolutely right, Dave. I mean, it's Carl's obviously a decent guy who got himself into an unlikely position. One so different from most Americans could ever imagine. And, here he is, an American citizen being held in detention in Canada because he dared to exercise his First Amendment rights in this country. And, I think it's a warning to all Americans that you say the wrong thing at the right time or the right thing at the wrong time, however you want to put it. That same thing could happen to them.
Yeah, and I agree with you guys that I wouldn't be at all surprised if President Ahmadinejad points out this hypocrisy if he has a chance in his speech to the UN about Carl being a political prisoner.
That is, if they let him speak. And see, that's the big problem here.
Even let him speak. And that gets back, Michael, to what we've talked about, all these patriots that are worried about the United Nations. What they should be worried about are the people that control the United Nations.
Well, actually, yes, exactly. All right, well, I tell you what, the hour is running out very fast here. Dave, thanks for your call. Mark, thanks to you for calling in. We'll be talking to both of you sooner, I hope, than later. Stay tuned, folks, for more good programming here at RBN.
Gold has been.